Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm Prunella Stack, and I'm so looking forward to telling you all about my mother, Mary Bagot Stack, and the Women's League of Health and Beauty, which she founded in 1930. Mummy certainly didn't have an easy time of things in lots of ways. I was born in India in 1914. My father, Gurkha Rifles officer, Captain Edward Hugh Bagot Stack, was killed at the front in France the year I was born, as Mummy and I were heading by ship for England. Mummy had serious illness as a child and recovered through a physical exercise regime which restored her health. This gave her a passionate belief in the value of physical fitness for all. She wanted the method to be a combination of exercise and dance, which would energise and strengthen the whole body and mind. While living in India, Mary was struck by the unconscious grace, looseness, freedom of movement and habits of posture among the Indian women, men and children. These observations informed her methods in creating the basis of her system of teaching. To this end, she opened the Bagot Stack Health School in London in 1925, all the while preparing me to carry on the legacy. She believed in creating a league of women who will renew their energy in themselves and for themselves day by day, and in the power of women to make the world a better place in which to live. At the school, the trainees, all women, learned anatomy and physiology, also dancing, voice production, and public speaking. Mummy wished, possibly above all else, that we would become a peaceful world. She felt that women would knit together in a determination to prove themselves the more resolute sex, capable of thinking out and putting into practice a constructive policy whose outcome would be peace. The very first class was held in March 1930. Financially, we needed more members, so on the 12th of June 1930, we put on a demonstration which was led by me in Hyde Park, at which 70 members performed. We drew a huge and very appreciative crowd. Then in 1931, we performed again in Hyde Park, and later in the year held an even bigger event. 500 members performed at the Albert Hall. We had a full house. It was stunning. Women were queuing to join. By 1935, we had 220 branches and 120,000 members all over the United Kingdom. In the same year, we had to face the death of my brave mother, Mary. She had achieved so much. It was always the plan that I would become the new figurehead. I suppose you could say it was my destiny, which I took on with enormous pride. In 1938, I married David Douglas Hamilton, and we had two sons, Ian and Diomed. Sadly, David, by then a squadron leader in the RAF, was killed when his battle-damaged plane crashed on landing at RAF Benson in 1944, coming home from enemy action over France. By 1950, the boys and I were living in South Africa, where I decided the League would ignore the new racial laws and make our classes open to all women, regardless of colour or creed. I am proud to say we caused uproar. I am proud to say we caused uproar in South Africa when we brought a multiracial team to London to perform in honour of the Queen's coronation. The Women's League of Health and Beauty had become a well-established institution, not just in the United Kingdom, but worldwide. It was said of my mother, Mary Bagot Stack, that she was a dreamer with the knack of making her dreams come true. Prunella died in 2010. My sister Liz, who is also here with us this evening, and I used to stay with our lovely aunt, Nancy Dobbin, in Preston, and go with her to her league classes in the evenings. She had trained at the school in London. I think she retired around her 60th birthday. She could tap dance, one of the league's requirements, and could still do the splits in her late 50s. There was always a pianist at the classes, a woman who seemed to be able to play absolutely anything at a moment's notice from memory. Liz, who saw Prunella, probably in her 80s, perform in Warrington, told me she was a bit stiff and elderly, but she could still do it.